Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 1 of our podcast series, Autoimmune Uncovered. This week's spotlight is on multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease that affects the central nervous system, including the brain and the spinal cord, resulting in damage to the covers of the nerve cells in the brain. The body's immune system attacks myelin, the protective coating around the nerve fibers, leading to the communication between the brain and the rest of the body being disrupted. Multiple sclerosis is unpredictable, and its symptoms can vary from person to person. Some of the most common signs include extreme fatigue, muscle weakness, numbness or tingling in the limbs, and difficulties with balance and coordination. Many people also experience vision problems like blurred or double vision, as well as cognitive issues such as memory loss or trouble concentrating. MS can also affect the bladder and bowels, causing urgency, frequent urination, and difficulty emptying the bladder. Constipation or loss of bowel control can also happen. These symptoms can come and go gradually, worsen over time, making everyday life a challenge. But with the right treatment and support, people with MS can find ways to manage these symptoms and maintain a good quality of life. MS is a chronic condition that affects millions of people worldwide. According to the Multiple Sclerosis International Federation, over 2.8 million people live with MS, making it one of the most common neurological disorders. While anyone can develop MS, it is most often diagnosed in young adults between the ages of 20 and 40, and women are affected nearly 3 times more often than men. The prevalence of MS varies by region, with higher rates in countries farther from the equator, suggesting that factors like vitamin D and sun exposures may play a role. Though MS is common, every case is unique, and ongoing research continues to improve treatment and understanding of a disease. There's 4 main types of multiple sclerosis, each affecting people differently. The most common type is relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, which affects about 85% of those diagnosed. People with RRMS experience unpredictable relapses, flare-ups of new or worsening symptoms, followed by periods of remission where symptoms particularly or completely improve. Over time, many people with RRMS transition to secondary progressive MS, our second main type of multiple sclerosis, also called SPMS. In this stage, symptoms gradually worsen and relapses become less frequent or stop altogether. But there is no longer a full recovery between episodes. This progression can lead to increased disability over time. Another form is primary progressive MS, or PPMS, where symptoms steadily worsen right from the start, without distinct relapse or remissions. PPMS tends to progress more aggressively and is often diagnosed later in life compared to RRMS. Finally, there's progressive relapsing MS, or PRMS, the rarest and most severe form. In PRMS, symptoms steadily worsen from the beginning, but unlike PPMS, there are occasional relapses where symptoms suddenly get worse before continuing their gradual decline. This type of MS can be particularly challenging to manage. Remember, each form of MS is different, but with advances in research, new treatments, and better management strategies, people living with MS have more options to help slow progression now. While the exact cause of multiple sclerosis isn't fully understood, research shows that both genetics and environmental factors play a role. Studies suggest that smoking significantly increases the risk of MS, while lifestyle choices like diet may also influence disease progression. According to YaleMedicine.org, people with a parent who has MS have a higher risk, though the disease isn't directly inherited. At the Hafler Lab at Yale Medicine, researchers have identified over 150 genetic variants linked to MS, helping us better understand its development. And while there is no cure, ongoing research continues to bring us closer to new treatments and breakthroughs. When it comes to managing MS and overall health, nutrition plays a key role. One delicious and immune-boosting option is miso butternut squash soup. Butternut squash is packed with vitamins A and C, which supports the immune function, while miso, a fermented soybean paste, provides probiotics that support gut health, which is closely linked to immune responses. Plus, the soup is warm and comforting, full of antioxidants that help fight inflammation. If you want to try making it yourself, check out our Food Friday post on Instagram, where we share the full recipe and step-by-step instructions. Our Instagram page will be linked below in the caption. That's it for today's episode. We hope you learned something new about multiple sclerosis, its impacts, and ways to support your health. Remember, whether you're living with MS or supporting someone who is, you are not alone. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for our Food Friday recipes and more tips. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care and stay strong. Autoimmune Uncovered out. Autoimmune Uncovered out.